Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you all, one and each and every person in every household that is listening tonight, whether live or whether in the archives. I send my blessings over your head, under your feet, all around you. I ask blessings upon you. God bless this ministry, bless this broadcast, all the things, dear Father, that we will learn from your word tonight. We ask you to just empower us with your gift of the Holy Spirit and just comfort us, Jesus, in our time of need. May we leave this broadcast stronger. May we leave bolder, and may we leave with faith. Dear Father, may we be able to identify that we are or are not full of faith, and if not, dear Father, may we receive from you our faithfulness that will take us through the trials and the tribulations, that will take us through our happy moments, that will take us through life and lead us back to you. And as I decrease, I invite you to increase in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen, amen, and amen. This is your host, Evangelist Von Dumas. The call-in number is 646-652-4916. Again, it is 646-652-4916. And we'll be right back. Get your pen, get your Bible, and let's get ready to just dive into the Word. God bless you. Hallelujah. You know, right now, you may be in that situation where you feel like you don't have nobody to lean on. You feel like you don't have everybody that you try leaning on. Disappoints you. They may leave you. May lie on you. They may even die. So it may be out of their control. You feel like, I don't have anybody. I invite you to come and get to know the greatest friend you ever, ever have. The person that you can always lean on, depend on. You can totally be totally open. You don't have to hide anything. And he wants to be there for you. He knows you more than you but know yourself, better than you know yourself. He treats you better than you treat yourself or can ever treat yourself. I invite you to know Jesus. Our scripture is coming from the book of Mark in the New Testament, Mark. And we're reading out of chapter 4. We're starting at verse 35. It says, that day when evening came, he said to his disciples, speaking of Jesus, let us go over to the other side. Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious swell came up and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, Teacher, don't you care if we drown? He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, Quiet, be still. Then the winds died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? Do you still have no faith? They were terrified and asked each other, Who is this? Even the wind and the oceans obey him. Who is this? Even the winds and the oceans obey him. God bless the reader and the hearers of the, and the doers of your word. Again, in our lives, there are many times that we just need, we need our winds, we need our oceans to be calmed down. Hallelujah. We need to get exactly what Jesus had and what he's offering each and every one of us right now. Faith. Faith to believe that we can talk to our ways in our lives. And just say, quiet. Be still. And then watch the wind start to die down in our lives. And as it becomes completely calm, because that's what we believe, that's the order that we gave our situations. It may not make your situation disappear. But you know, sometimes things get so overwhelming to us, we can't deal with them successfully until we can get them to calm down. If we can get the situation to just calm down and give us a moment to calm down, then we can deal with it on a different level. We can figure out just exactly how we're going to deal this, tackle this. We can hear from the Lord. But what do you do when there is no faith? What do you do when there is no faith? Faithfulness is a vital part of our lives. We talked about different ways that we have to stay faithful. We experience faithfulness in everyday walks of life. We gave some examples on last broadcast of how we fly on airplanes. And we trust that the airplane has been successfully examined and even put together. That's faith. We may not realize it, but every time we go and we eat food that we have not prepared, that's faith that someone was clean and they did their best to make this food edible and healthy for us. Now, one of the reasons that for lack of faith and faithfulness is that so many of us have been betrayed in our dealings. And we spoke about how God is the faithful one. We spoke about that some of the times that we think that we can trust even our doctors, and they're crooked. We think we can trust our loved ones, and they turn their back on us. But God is always faithful. He has no false advertisement. He's the real deal. He's the real deal. God is faithful. God is the rock of our foundation. And if we build our lives up on his foundation, I don't care what comes in your life, what goes, who comes or who goes, who even passes by. If your foundation is built on the solid rock of Jesus Christ, the word of God, and that's what you're standing on, the winds may blow, the waves may get high, but your foundation will not crumble. Are you concerned about faithfulness? Are you concerned about your faithfulness? Have you ever had someone break a commitment made to you? You know, sometimes we have to look twice. We have to look both ways. Example, in a marriage, people that have went through a marriage and you feel like that maybe even a divorce, and you feel like that your spouse did not come through with what he had promised you at during your vows at the altar. And you may feel betrayed or misled. And sometimes we look at ourselves and how we feel that we forget to look at how they may feel. What in your life did you not stand up for? Did you betray? Did you break a vow? God will never betray you. Even our flesh, we may want to do the right things, but it doesn't always work that way. Have you ever been faced with a task, a project, or responsibility that just seemed beyond your strength, beyond your abilities? Something that simply was overwhelming and just too massive to deal with alone. Sure, haven't we all at some time been confronted with obstacles that we didn't know how to handle? Stop and think with me about the faithfulness of God and how unchanging he is. Let's just think about it for a moment. He does not change due to age. Sometimes, you know, if we get too older, we may get cranky. He doesn't change according to the way we feel. Even though he is called the Ancient of Days, he doesn't change according to age. He does not get older with the passing of time. He is no older today than he was when he breathed the breath of life into Adam so long ago. It's important for you to understand that. God does not change as to place. He fills heaven and earth with his presence. He's everywhere. He's omnipresent. When the Bible speaks of God's visiting earth or that his presence departed, we understand that this does not signify as much a change of his location as it denotes just a special demonstration of his apparent presence. God does not change as to his word. The Bible declares that his word is forever settled in heaven. It's already settled. His word is forever. It said heaven and earth will pass away, but not his word. You see, he is marked by total faithfulness. He's marked by total perfection. Now, this is the God who has promised his help. He's promised his faithfulness to all kinds of people in all kinds of situations. That is the God that we live on, that we depend on. When is the situation in your life? Today. We don't even have to go back any further. We can start right now today. What obstacle was in your way today that you should have had a little bit more faith in order to move? Or you demonstrated your faithfulness and it did move. Those are the things that you need to tell somebody about. You need to reach out and share with others. You need to thank God for the strength that you have, the strength that you're going to gain. And if you did not succeed today in that area, it's no problem. Because if God's grace give you the breath to breathe tomorrow, or even tonight, the opportunity will come around again. Step out on your faith. Let's see how it works out in leadership as you lead your family to faithfulness. You lead your job, the people in your job, to be full of faith. You lead your congregation, preachers, to be full of faith. The leadership of one man faced with a massive challenge. Joshua 1:1-9 was the leadership of one man. One man had a massive challenge. Again, Joshua 1:1-9. Let's just take a moment and read that. Take a moment. Old Testament, of course. Old Testament. And again, it's going to be chapter 1, and let's do 1-9. All right. As we read. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' ministering, said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your feet shall tread upon, that has I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. He's picking up after Moses, taking up where Moses have led them all of these years. He's got to take up after this. A massive mountain. You got to have faith to move on. Let's continue to read. Verse 4 says, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great rivers, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and upon the great sea, towards the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. Verse 5 says, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. And as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, and upon this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto the fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou may prosper whithersoever thou goest. The book of the law shall not depart out of their mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. And then verse 9.
tells us, it said, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. That is to you and I. Just like it was delivered and was to Joshua, it's for you and I as we push through the massive boulders that are in our lives. That is for you and I as we pray for the massive boulders that is going on right now in our country, in the world. And this just did not start. The answer to the circumstances that we're living through right now in the United States of America didn't just start 2 years ago, 3 years ago. This thing has been building and building and building. And now what you have before you is because of something that started a long time ago. It is our responsibility as Christians to pray ourselves through. If everybody that proclaimed to be a Christian would just begin to pray, fast and pray for our president, for his cabinet, for our country, instead of talking about the condemning words, sending condemning words, throwing mud, we're better than that. We're better than that. We want change to happen. We all have to be a part of the change. One man against 4 billion cannot make the change. We all have to be on board that we want change. Hallelujah. We all have to get on board for change. Joshua was leading a massive of people. Has there been a time in your life when you were faced with a challenge that just seemed too huge to handle by yourself? You know, you should just remember that the promises that God gave to Joshua. One of those is be courageous. You should write down some of the things that how God has just brought you through. How the same promises that he gave to Joshua is applying to your life. In the verse 5, it told us God promised, he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Sometimes we get caught up because we've heard scriptures over and over again, and we don't get the true meaning out of it and make it fit to our situations. So don't get caught up in, oh, I know that scripture. Oh, I've heard that one. Apply it over and over again. You will get a different healing each time. Be renewed to receive something new each time. Said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Does this stand alone, or is there any biblical passages which say much the same thing? Of course it is. God's word doesn't waver. It doesn't change. This is Evangelist Von Dumas, and you can reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. God's word is here for you. The same way that he's there for Joshua, the way he's there, he was there for Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. He's there for you and I daily. Archaeology has given us any number of insights into the past. One of the snapshots out of the past happened when the city of Pompeii was destroyed by a volcano. The volcanic eruption when they was digging through the ancient ruins, the archaeologists found many persons buried in some very different positions. Some were found in deep basements for safety. I'm sure you know the stories. Others was found in attic chambers where they had hidden themselves from the hot lava flow from the volcano. But where did they find the Roman soldier who stood as a synonym? They found him standing, still standing, at the gate of the city where he had been stationed by his captain, with his hands still grasping the weapon, which was a spear. There where the earth shook beneath him. There, right there, where the floods of ashes and the cinder overwhelmed him, he still stood. He had stood and not abandoned his post of duty, until he was engulfed by the hot, molten rock. Can you imagine? And there he was, unearthed after 1,000 years. We get to salute him after 1,000 years. What a picture of faithfulness. What a picture of duty, of responsibility. Faithfulness conveys the concept that someone will be there when you really need them. Faithfulness. God has promised him, he's promised this in all kind of different ways. In a number of places in the Word, it's a promise in which he brings comfort to all of us who might be struggling with life, because we know that he will be there. Even when we feel the Father's away from him, just knowing that he's there gives us some kind of peace and comfort. It gives us hope. What a comfort to hear it again. I will never leave you. Somebody ought to take this right now. I will never forsake you. That is the words he's speaking to you right now. Wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, get comfort from the Comforter. He's speaking in your life right now. It's in the process that we, too, learn how to become faithful. As we go through the process of life, we learn how to become full of faith. It's as if we handle the little things with consistency, steadiness, and faithfulness, that we learn how to be faithful in all things. We may not think anything is happening, but God sees the process. We may not think that we're changing, that we're growing in our faith, but God sees the process, and he knows what's happening inside of you. So as you walk your way and work your way through struggles after struggles, let's remember that God sees the changes going on in you. Keep holding to your faith. Keep holding to your faith. Let's just take a moment to consider the process. This is just called a commonplace life. A commonplace life, we say and we sigh. Yet why should we sigh as we say? The commonplace sun is the commonplace day. The moon and the stars, they are commonplace things. The flowers that bloom and the robin that sings. Yet sad were the world and unhappy our lot. If flowers all failed, and the sunshine came not. And God, who considers each separate soul from commonplace lives, make a beautiful whole. You are a beautiful whole. In our next study, we have God's promise to be there, and the wonderful story of two women, Ruth and Naomi. Ruth, the daughter-in-law, makes an astonishing promise, makes a commitment to be there. Well enough, let's read our text. That text is going to be Ruth 1:1-22, and then Lamentations 3:19-26. I want you to think about tonight the times that someone has disappointed you and you just can't get over it. They seem to be going on with their lives, but you still can't get over it. So think about the time and just the person who has maybe disappointed you because you counted on them to be there in your time of need. And they were unfaithful. And then just think about it. Bring it to you may need to write these things down of just how it made you feel to know that you depended on them and they were not there. It's good to write things down. It's good to speak some things out. Even if you don't write it out, speak it out. How it actually made you feel. So you can start to deal with it to get to your new place. It builds upon your faith. Your faith starts to grow. Again, you may not feel that you're doing anything different. You may not feel that you're growing at all. But trust God, because he knows what's going on inside of you. Just think with me on some of the times when opportunity knocked and no one answered. We're going to speak about the rewards of faithfulness. The rewards of faithfulness. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. I thank you, Jesus, for your great love. Because for his compassion never fails us, they are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Great is his faithfulness. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the word, just the way that you've delivered it to us, the way that we need to receive it. And now we open our hearts and we just wrap our arms around it, dear Father, and we just hold on to that word. And we're going to stay, and we're not going to sway to the left or to the right. We're going to stay faithful to your word. We're going to stay faithful to you. And we're going to build and grow in our faithfulness. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just thank you for that opportunity. Thank you for showing us how to be faithful. Thank you for encouraging us, Jesus, giving us so much encouragement. Because you know all about us and what we're going to walk through. I thank you for your encouragement, touch. We're going to begin our as we move closer into resurrection, time for resurrection, we're going to start our study on resurrection when we finish up our faithfulness. So God bless you all on that one. Tomorrow night should be our last night for the faithfulness series, and we're going to move right on into what God has for us after that. I thank you so much for being a participant of the ministry, for just being eager to learn. After all of the things that you go through, you go on your jobs and you're demanded to learn different things. You're demanded to grow in different areas of life. And I thank you, Jesus, that you have made a choice that you want to learn, a choice that you want to be more faithful, a choice that you want to grow, that you want to see change, not just in your life, not just in your household, those are all wonderful, not just in your church, beautiful things, but in the world, in your community. You said, I don't see my community changing. I'm praying for them over and over again. God sees outside of what you see. So you just keep doing what you're doing. Believe me, God sees the change. It will all come to pass. It will all come to pass. So in the meantime, don't let nothing or nobody tell you that you're wasting your time. You're never going to be able to change these people. You're never going to be able to change them. You're right. They're right. You are never going to be able to make a difference in the life of anyone unless you turn them over to Christ, unless you're praying for their healing, unless you're praying for their salvation. God can do it. It's not your job. So make sure that you tell them, it's not my job to change them. I'm not trying to make the change. But I have a Father who can. I have a Father who won't forsake them, who won't leave them. I have a Father who understands them more than they understand themselves. That's who I'm praying to. That's where I'm expecting the change to come from. And I know that he'll do it. I know that he'll do it. Well, we thank you for being with us again tonight. We invite you to join us every night, anytime that we air. We enjoin you to give us a call at 646-652-4916. You can always send email requests for any biblical information that will help you on your walk, or anyone that family member, yourself, needing prayer, needing someone just to intercede with you, or you just may have a question that you want to ask that you don't feel very comfortable of asking on the air. Feel free. You're more than welcome to get in touch with us. We'd love hearing from you. Now, for you who have decided that this is the day, that you said God so loved the world that he gave his life, his only son, that his son may die and give his life for me. And I made up my mind that today is my day, that I want to praise the Lord. I want to be a part of his life. I invite him to just be a part of my life, not just for now, but forever and evermore. You say, I know it's something I need to do. Well, you need to just repeat after me. What you're going to be doing is just saying the salvation prayer. You're inviting him in your heart. You're just going to be accepting him as your Lord and Savior. You're just going to confess your sins, that you are a sinner and that you need him. And he will bring you eternal hope and peace. And he will save you. That's the most important thing. He will save you. I invite you. Let's repeat the word. Let's accept God as our Savior. So you can be for sure, if your day right now is your last day here on earth, that you don't have to run around in hell and torment for eternity, but that you can spend the rest of eternity with our Savior, with your Creator, with your Father. No more crying, no more dying there. We only got to die one time, and we all have to do it. So let's admit that you are a sinner and believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins. Confess that Jesus is your Savior. Dear Father, I come to you with an open heart. And I admit that I am a sinner. I believe that Jesus died for my sins. And I confess that Jesus is my Savior. I invite you to come and live inside of me. Come and make a change in me. If you are my Creator, as the evangelists say that you are, I invite you to come and change me, mold me. I am your clay. Mold me into what you would have me to do, to be. Show me my purpose and what you would have me to do. And I want to live with you, not just for now, but forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. If you just prayed that prayer, congratulations. You are a new creature in Christ. All of heaven is rejoicing for you. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. You need to tell somebody about your decision to follow Christ. You can reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. I will see you back here tomorrow at the same time. God bless you and keep you until we meet again. Lean on Jesus.